Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
It's Air Talk on 89.3 KPECC, and as I mentioned just a few minutes ago, the news came seemingly out of the blue that Bill and Melinda Gates, after 27 years of marriage, were ending their marriage. They have three grown kids, ages 25 to 18. And we thought it would be good to talk a bit about this experience of later in life divorce and divorce after two decades or more of marriage and what the effect is not just on the couple, but on grown kids. You know, so much of the emphasis in divorce is rightfully placed on what does this mean for children when their parents split? And that is important. But there also, I think, can be a significant effect on adult children. I use myself as an example. When my parents split after 20-plus years of marriage, I just graduated college, and it hit hard, no question about it. I don't think it would have been the intensity had I been a little kid. I certainly understood the reasons for it. I wasn't upset as though they were making the wrong decision, but it's still very, very difficult to go through, and when you think of your parents as that unit, to have them split. So I'd like to hear from you. If you're someone who's gone through a long-term marriage and then gone through a divorce, hear how that affected you very briefly, how it affected your adult kids. And if you are an adult child of parents who were in a long-term marriage who then divorced when you reached adulthood, I'd like to hear what the toughest part of that was for you and what helped you be able to process that. 866-893-KPECC, 866-893-5722, or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. With me is Laguna Hills-based licensed marriage and family therapist and collaborative divorce coach, Carol Hughes. She's co-author of Home Will Never Be the Same Again, a guide for adult children of gray divorce. Perfectly on point for our conversation. Carol Hughes, thank you so much. It's wonderful to have you with us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So let's start, first of all, with what are some of the things that are a bit different about divorce for couples who have been together so long?
Well, some of the factors that we know from the research that contributes to divorce in this population, the what's called the gray divorce population, ages 50 and older, are that we know that people are living longer than we did in previous generations. And when they become empty nesters, that is, the children leave home, pursue college, careers, and so forth, they may still have decades of life ahead of them. And couples who may have tolerated each other when the children were still at home now just can't even imagine staying married to the person they married decades ago and with whom it feels they have nothing in common. Economics is a factor, too. We know that most American women have jobs and careers outside the home, so they're not economically as dependent on their husbands or partners as was decades ago. And they feel that they have a choice now whether to stay with a husband that maybe they don't like or love anymore or not. And then the values about marriage we know have changed. For example, in 2001, research indicated that about 45% of Americans considered divorce morally acceptable. And in 2014, 69% did. So it seems that we're not so focused on till death do us part. And in the baby boomer and older generations, we're seeing this trend grow exponentially.
We're talking with marriage and family therapist, collaborative divorce coach, and neutral child specialist Carol Hughes, co-author of Home Will Never Be the Same Again. Jennifer Gates is the oldest daughter of Bill and Melinda Gates. She's 25 years old, and she shared on her Instagram story this post addressed to her friends. By now, many of you have heard the news that my parents are separating. It's been a challenging stretch of time for our whole family. I'm still learning how to best support my own process and emotions, as well as family members at this time, and I'm grateful for the space to do so. I won't personally comment further on anything around the separation, but please know that your kind words and support mean the world to me. She also thanked readers of her Instagram story for understanding her family's desire for privacy at this time. We're talking about what it's like for an adult child of a couple who split after many years together and what it's like for the couple themselves. We're at 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Paul in Riverside says, I got divorced later in life and I'm also a child of divorce. There's only good things that come from divorce in the end, an end to the fighting and conflict. That's Paul in Riverside. Inga writes on the page, I divorced after almost 39 years. The children were in their early 30s, and I'm sure it made it a lot easier than a divorce when the children are younger. We did all stay friends after the divorce. This makes it sound all cute and easy, but it was not. Just the time leading up to actually making the decision was worse. That's Inga posting on our Air Talk page. We'll continue in just 90 seconds on Air Talk. On Air Talk today, we're talking about long-term marriages that break up, what that's like for the couple, and what it's like for the adult kids of the couple that's divorcing. Sandra in Culver City joining us. She's been married over 40 years. And Sandra, I understand you're going through a divorce from your husband right now.
Well, we're not going through it. We're still living together, but we will be soon. But I can't even believe you're talking about this, because today was a real turning point, and we've lived together knowing that we were going to get separate for a while, but because of money, it's been really hard. He lent our life savings to somebody and hasn't gotten it back, and so... it makes it very hard for me to start a new life and move out.
And I understand you have a 19-year-old daughter?
Yes, a 19-year-old adopted daughter who we haven't sat down and told her, but I'm sure she can see the lack of love in the house. Yeah.
Sandra, you want to hang on because our guest, Carol Hughes, licensed marriage and family therapist, what advice do you have for Sandra as she goes through this? My understanding is that she's not spoken to her daughter yet about the impending divorce.
Well, since we aren't in a therapeutic relationship, Sandra and I, I'm going to give general information. And there's a lot of good information, Sandra, in the book that my co-author, Bruce Fredenberg, and I wrote that was already mentioned on the show. Number one, we want you to realize that, and we write about it, that the divorce does affect adult children, as Jennifer Gates was saying, how hard it is to balance her own feelings with, you know, wanting to support the parents. And I would encourage you to eventually you and your husband sit down and talk with each other and share with her what you want her to know. And what we know from research is that the best option for the children, adult children as well, is if the parents can remain friendly and continue to do some family activities like, you know, dinner once a month or celebrations still together, you know, birthdays, Mother's Day, Father's Day that's coming up, so that the children don't lose that sense of family, even though their mother and father aren't in a married relationship anymore, because parents are always their children's parents.
Sandra, we wish you all the best as you go through this very, very difficult time with your husband and with your daughter. So we'll be thinking about you, and thank you for calling. That's Sandra in Culver City. We're at 866-893-KPECC. Josh, in Placentia, you had experience for this as you were heading off to college. You got the news?
Yeah, it was life-changing, honestly. It felt like my whole childhood was fake, and it was hard for me to process, and it also like affected my like freshman year and my sophomore year. Lots of therapy. We're at a good place now, but man, it was hard. I'm 29 now, so it took a while to get to this point.
Yeah, and so speak to that a little bit more, if you would, sort of how it undermined your sense of your childhood.
Yeah, it made it feel like the memories we made, all the vacations we had, it made me think, was there underlying fighting during that time? Was it all just they tried to cover it up while we were growing up, my brother and I? It was definitely difficult.
Oh, Josh. But it sounds like, as you said, therapy and working through this in a better place. What's your relationship like, just real briefly, with your parents now?
Yeah, so my mom and I, we're really close. She lives in Glendale. There was a period of time where we didn't talk for about a year, and that was like my sophomore year of college. My dad, he actually moved off, and he lives in Ohio now. We're working through stuff. We're still close, but the way that the divorce happened, both my brother and I, we kind of took two separate sides, and that wasn't a good thing.
That's tough.
But we worked through that, and so we're close now, as much as we can be at this point.
That's tough, Josh. I'm glad you raised that issue, though, because I'd like to hear the thoughts of Carol Hughes about where you've got the adult kids who lean more toward one parent's perspective than another, and how divisive that can be.
Yes, and Josh, I want to tell you, I feel your pain, and you're 29 now. You weren't alone even going off to college. You didn't know. But what you were feeling then was exactly what many, many adult children of gray divorce feel. You mentioned wondering if your whole childhood had been fake. That's a very common statement that adult children make in this situation, and that you and your brothers pick sides. That's another common situation that happens. And being estranged, you know, you were estranged from your mom for about a year, and sounds like you and your dad are trying to work through things still. So sadly, it is very common that the adult children pick sides. It's kind of how our brain is wired, is to categorize things, good and bad, right and wrong, safe, unsafe. And so it's human nature to do that, but it does definitely stress all the relationships in the family and extended family and community members. It doesn't have to be that way. If parents can create what we call a divorce story, which is how you hope that you want your friends, family members, community members, et cetera, to handle the separation and divorce and not have battle lines drawn. That's really important if parents can do that. And it gives everybody the freedom to support both parents during this difficult time and the adult children.
Bailey writes on our AirTalk Facebook page, "My husband and I were married 38 years when I filed for divorce. It was a relief as we'd separated three times and reunited to no avail. Our adult kids were in their 40s. After the divorce, they saw just how difficult their father was to deal with, not having me there as a buffer. They had no idea his real personality until then. They understood my travails. We all get along well now." That's Bailey writing on Facebook. Let's take another call from, Ambu in Newport Beach.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us. So share with us, because your parents had a little bit of a different story with a divorce when you were little, and then they got back together?
Yeah. Mine is a unique story. You know, I was 10 years old. My parents got divorced. And I think I felt relief at that time because they had such an abusive relationship that I felt like, you know, one of them is gone. So at least my childhood was somewhat, there was a normalcy there. And then they got back together when I was an adult. And I remember I felt good, as if my family structure was back again. My parents were back together. And it was surprising because I was an adult. I was in my 40s at that time. And I still felt like a child that they were back. Hmm. And I was happy. And then again, they separated. And I distinctly remember when they told me, my father especially, that he wanted to live away from my mother. I howled in my 40s like a child. I felt like the earth had been shaken. And it doesn't matter how old you are, because your parents have such a, you know, strong structure, so much support structure in your life, that no matter how old you are, you feel the impact. I just felt like I went through a double divorce with my parents, you know, as a child and then again as an adult. And it has repercussions in my own life. You know, I can see that I have issues with fear and security and, you know, relationships.
Yeah, Ambu, thank you for sharing this. So even what are you now, like 10 years after the second divorce, you still feel the effects of this?
I do, and they are back together again.
Oh, they are. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
They still have a disruptive relationship, and I'm still acting as the buffer. And it's very, very difficult. It is not easy. And, it has a psychological impact on me, a severe price I have paid for it.
Ambu, thank you for sharing your experiences. And you've given us some really important things to talk about when we continue. So we're gonna come back to our guest, Carol Hughes, licensed marriage and family therapist, collaborative divorce coach, neutral child specialist, and mediator. She's based in Laguna Hills and co-author of Home Will Never Be the Same Again, a guide for adult children of gray divorce. Ambu in Newport Beach has given us some things to talk about. We'll be back in just 1 minute on Air Talk. It's Air Talk on KPECC. I'm Larry Mantle with licensed marriage family therapist Carol Hughes. In light of the split after 27 years of marriage by Bill and Melinda Gates, we're talking about some of the factors that go into what's called gray divorce, and also the effect on the adult kids of those who've been married so long, who are thought of very much as a, you know, couple and unit. Even if there's discord in a marriage like that, one still tends to think, many of those as a couple. And then how disorienting and emotionally difficult it can be to have one's parents divorce, even when you're grown. Ambu in Newport Beach talked about a case where her parents divorced, went back together and remarried. They split again. Now we're back together for a third time. And the uncertainty of all that, I would think, Carol Hughes, would be one of the really difficult things about that. And Ambu talked about the effect on her own sense of security from that.
Yes, and from the adult children that we've been hearing from on the show today, it really echoes what my co-author Bruce Fredenberg and I had heard over the years working with these adult children, and what the little bit of research there is quotes these adult children as saying things like, "It shook me to my foundation. I just started sobbing out of nowhere. I don't know why. Then I remember my family's gone. My family's dead. After so many years of marriage, why now? And was our whole family life smoke and mirrors or a fake, as Josh said? Am I going to be like my parents? The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Am I good relationship material?" Adult children who are married start questioning if they're going to be able to maintain their marriage or split like their parents did. So a lot of uncertainty comes with this. And the family unit for holidays and get-togethers and all those celebratory situations is dissolving as well. So it does create a lot of instability.
All right, Ambu, thank you for your call. Let's talk with Eric in Hollywood. Eric, share with us, please, your experience with your parents' split.
Sure. So when I was, my mid-20s, I got a letter from my parents saying, so you probably noticed that we've grown apart and we're going to get a split. It's amicable. And I hadn't noticed anything. I didn't notice anything at all. It was this assumption they were making. And then because of this, I never really found out why. I was in the beginning made to believe it was my mother. And then it turned out just recently, my brother said he had a conversation with my mother saying at the time, are you going to, you know, is he going to leave me? Is he going to leave me? I'm really scared. So all this not knowing, and then my mother's passed away and my father's in his 90s. I'll never get an answer to that.
Yeah. Eric, thank you. Appreciate your call. 866-893-KPECC. Carol Hughes, just briefly, you know, for those who didn't see it coming, who everything seemed fine with their parents, is that even more difficult than if kids were aware of the tension or incompatibility?
Definitely, because there's shock. As Eric was just saying, he didn't see it coming. He had no idea, but the parents assumed he did. And what ensues very quickly after the shock is grieving. And I'm sorry to hear your situation, Eric, that you never got to really talk with your mom about it, and that exacerbates the grieving that you're feeling for having lost her on this earth, but also not able to talk with her about it. So shock and grieving are a big part of the reactions when the adult children didn't even suspect this was going to happen.
Let's talk with Rye in Riverside. Rye, you're on Air Talk. What age were you at when your parents split?
Ray,
I'm sorry.
Hi. Yeah, so I was actually about to go to college. So like one of your previous callers, and my parents had been married for almost 30 years when they divorced. I'm the youngest by several years. So my older siblings were already out the house. And I think that they thought that it would be better for all of us to grow up in a two-parent household, which is why they waited. But to be honest, it had been such a toxic marriage. I spent my childhood wondering why they hadn't split up earlier. And it's been almost 20 years, not quite, since then. And truthfully, our family was better for it, for them splitting up, because they still came to milestones and events with all the kids. They came to my graduations and, you know, our weddings and kids' births and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, we were all much more happy because they were more civil towards each other once they were out of the same household. So it was actually kind of positive for us.
Yeah. Rye, thank you so much. Ray, I'm sorry. Pardon me. Misprint in the with your name. I'm so sorry. Ray, joining us from Riverside. We're at 866-893-KPECC. Let's talk next with in Marina Del Rey, Alexandria. Alexandria, how old were you when your parents divorced?
Hi, yeah. So my parents were they had been married for 30 years, and I was 21, and a lot like Ray. You know, at first I would say that I avoided it, meaning the result of us having to get rid of the family home, that was probably the biggest part of it for me. And I just didn't want to face that because I loved the house that I was raised in. But I was well already out of the house and sort of establishing my own career. And so the actual divorce itself, a lot like Ray, was very amicable and very... it just opened me up to what is possible and recognizing, you know, now 20 plus years later as a mom and a partner myself, my parents are very good friends.
That's nice.
We're very close near each other. My mom has since remarried. My dad has been with his new partner since 17 years now. And we celebrate all the holidays or as many as we can together, graduations and birthdays. And
Alexandria, that's great. I'm so sorry that we're coming up against the end of the hour, but it's so nice that as difficult as it was early on, that it's become so amicable. I'm so glad in my case that my parents get along. And in fact, next week when I'm on vacation, I'm taking my mom on a road trip. And one of the stops we're making is at my dad's place up in Northern California. So the three of us will be together again, first time in many years, which will be really nice. I'm looking forward to being with my two parents together. next week on that trip. All right, we have much more to come in the second hour, but first I want to thank licensed marriage and family therapist Carol Hughes, co-author of Home Will Never Be the Same Again. Tell you what's coming in a moment.
The LAS Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAS.com/sweeps.